Chaitanya Madhulila, chapter 19, verse 1, 6, 7, 8. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
168.
Anya bancha anya puja chari gana kama.
Anya bancha anya puja chari gana kama.
Anukulye sarvendiye krishnano shira.
Anukulye sarvendiye krishnano shira.
A pure devotee must not cherish any other desire than to serve Krishna. He should not offer worship to demigods or to mundane personalities. He should not cultivate artificial knowledge, which is devoid of Krishna consciousness. And he should not engage himself in anything other than Krishna conscious activities. One must engage all one's purified senses in the service of the Lord. This is the favorable execution of Krishna conscious activities. 169. Eshuva bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Eshuva bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Pancharatri bhagavate lakshana koi.
Pancharatri bhagavate lakshana
koi. Eshuva bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Eshuva bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Pancharatri bhagavate lakshana koi. Eshuddha bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Eshuddha bhakti ha hoite prema hoy.
Pancharatre bhagavate lakshana hoy.
Pancharatre bhagavate lakshana hoy.
Eshuddha bhakti bhagavate bhakta prema hoy.
Eshuddha bhakti ha hoite prema hoy. From which? Prema. Unalloyed love of Krishna.
Unalloyed love of Krishna.
There is. Pancharatri.
Pancharatri.
In the Vedic literature known as the Pancharatras. Bhagavati. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. These. Lakshana. Symptoms. Are described. These activities are called Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. If one renders such pure devotional service, he develops his original love for Krishna in due course of time. In Vedic literature like Pancharatras and Srimad Bhagavatam, these symptoms are described. One has to develop his devotional service under the direction of a pure devotee, the spiritual master, and in accordance with the Vedic directions given in the Pancharatra and the Bhagavatam system. The Pancharatra system includes methods of temple worship, and the Bhagavatam system includes the spreading of Krishna consciousness philosophy through recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam and discussions of philosophy with people who are interested. Through discussion, one can create an interest and understanding of the Pancharatra and Bhagavatam system. Sarvopadi Benirmuktam Tatparatena Nirmala Nishikena Rishikesham Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate.
Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate.
Someone want to chant today, sir? One time? Oh, we'll go on.
Sarvapadi
Vinimokam.
Sarvapadi Vinimokam.
Nishikena
Rishikesha.
Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate.
Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam.
Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam.
Rishikena Rishikesha.
Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Bhakti or devotional service means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all the senses. When the spirit soul renders service unto the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is free from all material designations, and simply by being employed in the service of the Lord, one senses are purified. Purport. This verse quoted from the Nara Pancharatra is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.12.
Madguna Shruti Matrena Mai Sarva Guhashaye Mano Gati Abhichinna Yata Gangambato Mbuddho.
Just as the celestial waters of the Ganga flow unobstructed into the ocean, so when my devotees simply hear of me, their minds come to me. I reside in the hearts of all. Purport. This verse and the following three verses quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:29-11-14 were spoken by Krishna in the form of Kapiladeva.
Lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya hudahita ahaitike avyavahita ya bhakti purushottame.
These are the characteristics of transcendental loving service to Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is causeless and it cannot be obstructed in any way.
Shloka shashti samipya sarupya ekatvam apyuta yamanam nagrinanti vinamat devanam janaha.
My devotees do not accept shloka shashti sarupya samipya or oneness with me, even if I offer these liberations in preference to serving me. 174.
Eva bhakti yoga kya avyantika udahita yenati vrajya viguna madhvavayopapadyate.
Bhakti yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God, one transcends the modes of material nature and attains a spiritual position on the platform of direct devotional service. Om Gyana Tamanda Yuranga Sulaka Sakul Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Yurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mahavita Papi Tangyena Bhutale Swayamukhidah Mayan Vati Sapadantikam Vandaya Shri Guru Gita Patakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Guru Pantarabhadana Raghunatamitam Tam Sivam Sadvaitam Savadurtam Parishan Sahisam Krishna Krishan Devam Vivada Krishna Vran Saharana Vavita Shimashaka Kamsha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Hare. So we just went over the so many verses. Rupa Goswami is being instructed. So how do we know he was instructed in these verses?
Well,
he spoke these verses here. Although Kaviraj Goswami is quoting all these verses, many, he's adding his own Bengali verses. Many of them are in the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu. So, but did Lord Chaitanya say them? Yes. How could he not? Because in the beginning of Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, Rupa Goswami is saying, Hridyasya Praranaya, Tavarti Toham Baraka Rupokti, Tasya Hare Pada Kamalam, Bande Chaitanya Devasya. First thing, or not the first verse, but maybe the second, that he's inspired within the heart. Hridyasya Praranaya means inspiration. So although Mahaprabhu didn't exactly speak, but we know from the Leelas, especially, and also from the Shlokas, that Mahaprabhu was extremely pleased with Rupa Goswami, that when Rupa Goswami wrote one verse, Lord Chaitanya told Sri Brahmadar and others, this Rupa Goswami, he knows my mind. Mano Bhishtam. That Rupa Goswami, he knows the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also Mahaprabhu said, I have to perform so many activities through Sanatana and you. And so, finding all these holy places and the books, creating temples, so many. So we know that Rupa Goswami, we have full faith that Rupa Goswami is speaking. Hridyasya, he says, and he also is very humble. Not that, yes, I am. Like Prabhupada was talking about Prahlad Maharaj, that he had Darshan Narsingha Dev appear just to protect him. Imagine. You can't imagine that, but. And killing, you know, hundreds. I mean, Keshe Prabhu and all that. So Prabhupada said that Prahlad Maharaj could say, guys, I am the greatest. But you have to laugh because we know that it's so off, you know, off the mark. So. Similarly, Rupa Goswami is saying, Baraka Ropopi. Baraka means that fool. I am, although I'm a fool, still, Bharti, so I'm going to write this book. Because Mahaprabhu asked me to. And he's acting from within my heart how to do it. But Jiva Goswami is commenting, Bara means also the best. Because Jiva Goswami is such a great person, only disciple that we know of Rupa Goswami. When he's writing his commentary, Durgam, because the book, Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, is considered very difficult for ordinary person to understand, because there's double meaning on many verses. Many verses are famous verses from the Shastra, but there are verses by Rupa Goswami, very poetic, and they have two, maybe three meanings, sometimes four meanings they can have. So Jiva Goswami has kindly given us his purport, and he knows the purport. He helped him edit the book. So, who can we trust? Jiva Goswami. So it's a very wonderful thing if you read those commentaries by Jiva and Vishwanath. Many times Vishwanath is just quoting Jiva Goswami. So Jiva Goswami is explaining Baraka. Baraka means fool. He's saying that he's a fool, Jiva Goswami, but Jiva is saying, no,
Vara means the best. We don't accept that. Saraswati has seen another meaning of that. Of course, Jiva Goswami knows. So someone might think, well, this guy is saying he's a fool. Why would she be reading the book? No, he's the most confidential servitor of Mahaprabhu. So he knows. And here, Kaviraj Goswami also, he's giving commentary in the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita, many of his own verses. In fact, when you go to the commentaries of this Anyabhilashita Shunyam, the last verse, now all these verses we're hearing here are more or less surrounding this verse. And this verse is a very important verse in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. All these verses are more or less the commentary or surrounding, amplifying that verse. And Jiva Goswami giving like 10, 11 pages, explaining every word of that verse. Sarvopadi also, because Sarvopadi Vinayan Muktam, verse that we have here, it goes so far, but Rupa Goswami is taking it further in the last verse. Not necessarily getting it in order, but this is also the order of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that this verse came after the 12th verse. 11th verse is Rupa Goswami's verse, then the 12th verse is this verse that we're getting today from the Narada Pancharatra, Rishikesha. Vinayan Muktam, Sarvopadi Vinayan Muktam. This is one of the prerequisites that one has to practice bhakti, has to get rid of all this upadhi designation. Naham bhikkhu, nachanarapatiya. Napi vaishya na shudro. Mahaprabhu himself has spoken like that. And this verse is recommended that before we do any puja, we should chant, I am not any of these things. Of course, in the modern day, they're not thinking, I'm a Brahmin. They might be. They might be thinking, I'm a big professor, or I'm a big this, or anything. It applies to all the signs and circles. Desha karlata yuktana, yurtapo pashamanusha. It is relieving the burning heart in all times, all places, all circumstances. Like Arjuna said about the Bhagavad Gita. So similarly, these verses are applicable at any time to anybody. Unfortunately, all those persons are not doing puja and chanting the verse, but we can chant for them. So Mahaprabhu is saying, Naham bhikkhu nachanarapatiya napibha. I'm not a Brahmin, I'm none of these things. Napibhaishuna sudro. So these are upadhi, abhiman, we're identifying as man, boy, child, this color, that color. So we're none of those things. But by performing bhakti, then Rupa Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, by giving us this very wonderful course in bhakti, which is unending. We can keep, like when Prabhupada talked about Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, first he put out the nectar devotion. He even said once, he said, so you may come to me with so many questions, but my answer is read it again. Because it was only summary. But nowadays, we're fortunate, we're getting the Sanskrit, we're getting more detail. It's okay. Still, we have to see it in light of what Prabhupada is giving his purport. And when we read it, then we understand, wow, this is amazing, that the definition of advancement that Rupa Goswami is giving is that Madhyam Ishvarita, it's given there in the 11th canon also. But Rupa Goswami is saying that one develops according to faith, and the faith is based on Shastra also. You see, there's different vichar, where one can be very advanced, but he may not, in some cases, be able to defeat, but then he's maybe Bhajananandi doesn't speak with people. But if one is to preach, then he has to develop his shastra. Shastra yukti shunipun vrida shadaya. If one wants to come to uttama, the definition of uttama given in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is that he can defeat others. Shastra yukti. Shastra and logic. Somebody may come with so much logic like that, but still one has to be Prabhupada says, talking about sitting on the Vyasa Sanda, that one like Sukadeva Swami was sitting, because he could defeat all systems of logic, all Sankhya. What does Krishna say? And there are many quotes that Rupa Goswami gives from 11th canto also, where Krishna is describing 11th canto, many cantos, but just thinking of the 11th there, where he says that Sankhya, all these things cannot satisfy me. Yata bhakti mamurjita. And he quotes many, many things in the Bhagavatam and verses. Even there's a verse in 7th canto, Narada Muni is speaking to Yudhisthira Buribhaga, saying, you're the most fortunate. He's saying, you're thinking you're not fortunate, because Yudhisthira might have been thinking that Krishna didn't really directly appear in my family, but he said, no. He says, Munina Bhayanti, all the great munis and sages, the greatest persons, are visiting your house because Krishna is staying there, Manusha Lingam, as Purushottam, the Supreme Person. So they're all coming there to get your association. Because the person is the most important. Purushottam. This Purushottam is Rishikesh here mentioned. And here in this next verse, Ya Bhakti Purushottam. Actually, there is one recording Prabhupada's chanting. I think practically the whole first chapter of Bhakti is coming to you. Very ecstatic. And one gets a taste by hearing that. Like it says here, one gets association with the spiritual master. The spiritual master already has taste of the ruchi. So to get that taste is very difficult. Kapkaloyam, muyam, this desire, greed, the only price is this greed, really. And one may even by doing ordinary sukriti, these things are minimized in Bhagavatam, minimized by Rupa Goswami. Even after hundreds of thousands of lifetimes, one might do sukriti. Still, he may not get this taste. So, how fortunate the people of modern age, they get the taste. Prabhupada not only has a taste, but he was putting out books and forcefully giving, here, you take this. Nowadays, people are giving big stacks of books. Unimaginable, really, to give this. And I see people smiling. It's amazing how empowered those. They didn't have any direct, nowhere, you know. Guys are 18, 20 years old or younger. And did they see Prabhupada personally? No. Did Prabhupada see Mahaprabhu? No. But when you hear him, when you read his book, when you hear his bhajan, then you feel like, yes, he is really seeing. He is understanding, having full realization, love of Nittai for Parama. Parama Karuna, he's a recipient. And so the Shastra is teaching us again and again how to become the proper recipient. Patra patra vichara nahi nahi sthana sthana. Mahaprabhu doesn't care. He's just from the moist corners of his eyes, millions of nectar, universes of nectar are emanating. And people are drowning, even nowadays. And he doesn't mind who it is, patra patra bicha. He's giving it. He's the moving tree of bhakti. And he's watering the tree, he's eating the fruits and giving them jewels, sometimes described like jewels. So in the beginning, Rupa Goswami is describing there mimamsakas, because here we're hearing about jnana paramada navitam. So Rupa Goswami composed one Vada Vada Bhakne, this expression of that this, he's praying that this nectar of devotion, he's trying to give one little taste of it. He's feeling the whole ocean, but he's thinking that if I give one drop of this ocean, maybe someone will taste, you know. So he's saying, he's describing these mimamsakas, especially he's citing these mimamsakas, materialistic, they're like gang karma types. But how this Vada Bhagne is a, and who would know that? But Jiva Goswami is explaining it. You read it, you go, what is that? Even if you were a Sanskrit, you would say, what that is. So Jiva Goswami is explaining it, that, and there's a long story behind it, but basically in the South Pole, there is a flame like volcano, and he compares that Jiva which means tongue, but it means flame also. So Rupa Goswami's explaining. Rupa Goswami didn't explain this thing. He just in ecstasy composing these verses. You know. Imagine Mahaprabhu saw his writing. He said, oh, Rupa Goswami's writing is like rows of pearls. And no mistakes on that. No, just perfectly composed. All the grammar, all the meaning. Only someone like Jiva Goswami. So this this is the flame that's coming in the South Pole. Of course, I haven't been there. Somehow they knew. And this is in the Shastras, actually, that this one fire was put there. So this fire he's comparing to the Mimamsakas, the Karmis and Gyanis, that they're spewing so much criticism. They may, but he's saying this ocean will obliterate, this ocean of bhakti will obliterate all their karma and jnana. Therefore he's saying, jnana kamara nabhita. If you want to get rid of this cover, he's commenting that this sarvopadi, these coverings are also called upadi. So he's praying to Sanatana madhi shashya. Now Sanatana also in a verse in the beginning of the book, he's saying this. Sanatana can refer, of course, to Krishna. He's Sanatana. Mami Vamsa Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana Manasastana. Everyone is Sanatana Eternal because we're part of the Supreme Eternal, the Supreme Purushottama, the Asa Purushottama. So because, but his guru, he's writing the book just for a few friends and especially for Sanatana Goswami, his guru. Vishrama Mandara Kaya Sanatana Madhi Shatya. Vishrama Mandara, he's praying that his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu book will satisfy like a temple, a beautiful resting temple where Sanatana Goswami may reside. Being so pleased with the book. So all these verses are in the book. Some are quotes, some are Rupa Goswami's own verses. It's compiled, it's composed. And here, it's again revisited strongly again by Sarva Goswami. Repeating all this thing. It's not boring, probably used to say hackneyed. All this. We have so many other things to do, we cannot. You know, but what does it say? What does it say in the Shastra? That's what one says. That one has to attend to hear the Shastra again and again. Shinvatam Sakata Krishna Punyasavana Vidyanta Sorya Vajrani. All the Abhadras, the Upadis, the Nirmuktam, one, to become free of them, one has to not only chant the holy name, of course you can chant. If someone is rare, a person might chant all day. That's okay. But even our acharyas who chanted, you know, 1 lakh, 3 lakh, they're all the parama vidvan, super pandit genius, that they know the Shastra can defeat anybody. And so, therefore, it's not hackneyed, Prabhupada said. Oh, we're having a class on love of God, Prabhupada laughed and said, oh, they think it's very dry. Not dry, it's an ocean. And Rupa Goswami's praying. Another thing he says there that the Paributta Kalabhava, the devotees, they're like the the sharks, they're swimming in the ocean. Generally sharks swim in the ocean. But the ordinary rivers of liberation, because we don't care for those rivers of liberation, but we require an ocean of bhakti to extinguish this flame of material desire that's burning there. And so therefore he's saying this flame, one never sees this flame, but it never gets totally extinguished. This burning fire, the mouth of the mare, described bada, bada, bada. And in the South Pole, this ocean they're describing, never quite extinguished, it's still there. But he's saying that the bhakti ocean should be greater. He's praying it will be greater and completely nullify, extinguish any of the criticism or arguments argumentative philosophers, whatever they have to say, completely obliterate. And Rupa Goswami has done like that. So he has done it 500 years ago, so our only business really should be to study it, hear about it, and gradually develop our bhakti. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Charito, Hariputra, Kalajala, therefore the devotees have conquered the network of time, Kalajala. Because the material world means time, Saesha Purushottama, Saesha Bhagavan, described in the first canto. That time is approaching, Sarvesham Na Samagata. It's time, Krishna in the form of time, has approached everyone and will finish everyone. But due to attachment, due to our karma, then we're again and again taking birth. So he's referencing so many verses about that. Yatpada pankaja salasa bhakya samasayam, samasayam. And he describes rikta matayo, because in fourth canto, rikta matayo means without proper brain. That the impersonalists, the gyanis, speculators, they don't have proper brains. Because they're not becoming attached to the lotus petal toes of Krishna. Rather, they want to okleshodigataraste sham avyakta. Their minds are always attached, find avyakta, the avyakta. So Krishna says, klesho adhikatara. This creates just more pain and misery. There's nothing there to become attached. You are not unmanifest, klesho adhikatara stesham, avyakta shakti. But still you want to become attached to that which is non-manifest. So this is the form of suicide. But just Dr. Chaitanya. Krishna summarizes all these things you can see in the Bhagavad Gita. Avritam gyaname tena gyanino nityavani. We're covered by all these lusty. The more we identify with the material body, the more we're covered. Avritam gyaname tena gyanino nityavani. So where Krishna says, still gyanina tu tada gyanam. We desire knowledge. We desire this knowledge, not mundane knowledge. Krishna Anushilana. So the verses are given very precisely, each word, each syllable, Pratishloka, Pratyakshaya, they're all defined in many ways. Nana Arkakai, there's many, many ways of seeing this verse, but we never see it in person, because it's spoken by a person about the Supreme Person. Purushottam Yoga, whole chapter in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter. Rishikena Rishikesha. Rishikesha. Krishna is called Rishikesha by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita also. Sevanam. So here the word is Sevanam. There's always some service. Hat Sevam Bhagavan Hall Mukti. One wants this Mukti. Then Rishabhdev is instructing his 100 sons. Mahat Sevam. Of course, he was Mahat himself. Just like Prabhupada would say, you must approach Guru. Or Krishna says, approach Guru. But he is the Supreme Guru. Akila Garo Bhagavan, I must say. But still, it says, Mahatsevan Vala Mahor Vimukti. You want this Vimukti? The door to liberation is open. Simply do this Seva. Seva Anarupa Mudeo Na Paravaratvam. Prahlad Maharaj says, according to your Seva to the Guru, then this door will open. More and more walk through it. There's no separate endeavor made. Everything automatically. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Opera Janayati Asu Bhairagyam Jnanam Siddha. Automatically there's Jnan and detachment. Vairagya. Vairagya Vidya. Mahaprabhu himself. Sarvabhauma tells us. Yeah, Vairagya Vidya. Nidya Bhakti. He's giving his own devotional service. He doesn't have to even do anything. Mahaprabhu doesn't have to even descend. But Paramakaruna, he's most merciful. He's descending here. Just do like this. So Sarvabhauma says, Vairagya Vidyanidhi, Shikshartha Meka Purusha Purana. He's the oldest person. He's teaching. He's not some gone, bearded, anonymous guy who has to go to the barber and get his beard cut on the Sistine Chapel. Not the open on the job. All our descriptions are there. So, the Rupa Goswami is giving the implications here. Mahatdevan Goro. Yositam, one wants to enter the other doors. They're always ready. Yositam Sangitangam. The doors to, just described here, downward. Mahatdevan Goro Mahatdev. And he gives all his instructions. You can read there. How many read? We can't. Pumsasri and Mithuni Bhavani. Very heavy. Have to give up the designation. Second canto, Sukadeva Goswami talks about the different names of this world of names. Namasu, Yavarartham, Shadha, Pramato. One should not become intoxicated in the world of names. Rather, one should give up everything. And he's speaking to a very high grade of person, mentality. Satyanjalo Kimpush, what do you need any utensils? Why do you need clothes? Chirani Kimpati na Shanti, Shanti Shanti Diksham, Naivangmita Padikata. Of course, nowadays you don't find caves. If they find you in a cave, they may just, someone will own it or the government will shoot you immediately. But at least in Sukadeva's time, he's saying you don't require anything. You can lie on the ground. So this is the standard of understanding. One has to be detached from this. Uncovered. You read about uncovered. That Jad Bharat was completely uncovered. Shabdev, they're going to totally naked. So that literally uncovered. No question of covered by even anything. All right, so if we have some chance for conversation.
Sometimes, I mean, you hear that just chanting Hare Krishna once, that it eliminates all of your sinful activities that you could ever perform in all your lifetimes, right?
That's it, louder.
So when you chant Hare Krishna, sometimes you hear that if you chant Hare Krishna once, you know, sincerely, that it'll eliminate all of your sinful activities that you've ever performed in all
that,
your lifetimes.
That might happen, yeah. But if somebody chants one time, that's a way of getting people to chant, really. Not that it's a gimmick, but the thing is, if you chant once, then you will want to chant again, you know, right?
But then it seems like to go from all your simple activities are eradicated, but then to get to, you know, Krishna Prema, to get from that to there seems like
But if you chant Krishna one time, Namaikam Yashavati Smarana Patakatam, there's one verse quoted in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Haridas Thakur was speaking, I think, this verse in the assembly. Namaikam, one time chanting. But if you read the rest of the verse, it says, Dravana Janita Lokavasana, I think that's a different verse. But he quoted another verse also. where he says that, but if you remain attached to Dravana Janita, having followers, material things, Lobha Prachanda Madhye, Nikshitam Shan, Nakala Janakam, you don't get the fruit. So yeah, we tell people that, chant Hare Krishna, be happy, but as soon as they come, we give them a book, or sometimes they get a book they never even chanted before, right? You're giving them like 8 books here. Guy never chanted one time. They'll find out. So, yeah, one time is good, but just like we say, there's chant one time, but then we have 10 offenses, and if you do this and do that, if you remain attached, then you won't get it. And it's it, but then again, we have our Devahuti speaking Kapila Dev, and she's saying, Ho, Bhattas, Tapacho, Tagadiyam, one. He chants, Jivadre, on the tip of his tongue, Jivadre, Then tepus papas te juhubhajatna brahmanatur namatana. It's understood that for many lifetimes he's chanted. But that means chanting once, yeah, well, maybe I'll chant again, maybe not. Like most people don't keep chanting, but they might next life. So there's so many things to see in this statement. But this is more like Shruti Phals, that by, you know, you read about, even in Bhagavatam, if you read about the Prithu or something, it says, you'll get this, you might become a king, or, you know, but. Nadanam, Nadanam, Sundarin. Wait a minute, Lord Chaitanya says, Nadanam, Nadanam, Sundarin. He doesn't want anything at all, none of these fruits, so called material fruits. So, but there are things, yes, you chant Hare Krishna, very nice. You'll get some prasadam, but mostly if someone chanted one time and they went away, let's say you chanted once, you think about it, it's pretty funny. Oh, I chanted Hare Krishna, you know, it's like saying, I watered that plant like when I was 19, how old are you now? Oh, I'm 85. You watered that plant? Where were you? In San Francisco, where are you now? New York. So what happened to the plant? I don't know. I mean, probably died about 2 days later. So I think watering has to go on. This is like impetus, ecstatic. Someone says, oh, just chant, please, one time. Oh, you have already begun to chant, like that Gadadhar Das. He went to the Qazi, you know. Qazi was a rascal, but he didn't care. It was very dangerous, imagine. And he said, please. He said, no, Gadadhar, go away, you're crazy, I don't want to chant Hare Krishna. Oh, you already chanted, just keep chanting now. So if you can find someone that chanted just one time, see what they're doing. Are they in ecstasy? Did they immediately go back to Godhead? I don't know. But you have to start, get them to somehow or other. Yena tena prakarena mana krishna. Somehow or other. Like Lord Chaitanya has so many tricks. Chaturya pa. Many chatur means tricky. And apar means unlimited. Many unlimited tricks to get people to chant.
Is that Sukriti then, or somebody?
What?
Is that Sukriti? If somebody chants, just like, you know, they chant one time and they just kind of forget about it. Or is that not still bhakti?
Well, we don't know when the first time was. Like somebody might think, oh, I just chanted. But probably maybe in the previous life he chanted 1,000,000,000 lifetimes also. We don't know. Mm-hmm. That we don't know.
And I want to ask about the fire in the South Pole.
Badab Bhagne.
This
is I think fourth or fifth verse, Bhakti Samrita Sindhu. And Vada Mimantrika Jiva, I can't remember, it says, they're very hard-hearted, these Mimantrikas, you know, they're materialists. But they want to do so many things, like Krishna brought up this Karma Mimamsa argument, that we don't have to worship anybody, you know, you just do something and we get the result. We don't have to worry about Indra or anything. We do it, then they have to give our results. That's the idea. That we can stay in the material world and do some pious activities, you know, not necessarily demoniac, but then we'll get the result and we'll enjoy life after life. It's a very commercial idea. You'll stay always and enjoy, no problem. So especially he's mentioning them. In other verses he's mentioning more specifically gangs. So there he's mentioning that idea. Because this is a prominent idea, right? The Shaktas, and they all want to get some material thing. They try to implicate Shivas. They're putting all these articles of worship for Durga, Chandi, or something, on the doorstep. He said, just see, I'm worshiping. But nobody thought they're just, you know, they would never think that he's doing that. So, Swami's mentioning them that this. He's comparing their attitude, their criticisms, their mode to this flame, the seven flames. These seven flames are like the seven flames that are in the yajna, that they do these yajnas all the time. So the seven flames, anyone who's, you have to be very, very learned to understand what he's saying. Only Jiva Goswami explained it. I don't see anyone else explaining it. So that's funny, actually, when you think. Of course, he wrote the commentary more or less pretty quickly, but so how are you going to interpret Rupa Goswami? You have any adhikar to do that? I don't think so. No, Jiva Goswami can do. Nobody else. That place is taken.
You were talking about, you know, Prabhupada being there in his books, or just yesterday I was talking to this student at Krishna House, and she was telling me that she went to a bookstore. This is in Boston. She went to a bookstore, and you know, she was looking for reality, truth, you know. So she saw the Bhagavad Gita, and she took the Bhagavad Gita, and she said, "Yeah, this is the book." So she read the Bhagavad Gita, and she really was like, you know, she said, "Okay," she was convinced. And then she was saying that, but the person kept on saying that you need to have association. And because she didn't know anything about who this book is from, or this or that, or who is it written by, but this person keeps on saying you have to have association. And so she looked in the back and whatever, ISKCON, and she figured it out that, oh, this is ISKCON, and there was a center in Boston, there, you know, the devotees kind of took care of her, and now she's at Krishna House, and she's a Harvard student. She graduated from Harvard, you know.
She just graduated?
No, she graduated 11 years ago. You know, she's a writer and everything, and she worked. But she was miserable because she just was not satisfied with life. She's from Korea, actually. Maybe she's from here, but her parents are from Korea, I don't know. But yeah, Prabhupada was telling her, go get association. And she's thinking, where do I get it? How do I get it? And so luckily, you know, in the books we have ISKCON. And
so Dham Prasanga.
Yeah.
Bhagavat Sanghi Sanghasya.
Yeah.
What's the last line? Anyway. So the thing is funny is that Harvard grad, you'd think that if she only read one chapter or a few pages, she'd immediately go online and figure out who that was.
She might have, I don't know. I mean, she didn't tell me everything, but in just a little while she was telling that how this person is telling, go and get...
This was just a few months back?
Just a few months ago. And now just a week and a half.
Someone recommended her to come down?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's what happened. I mean, she checked a few places out, and then, she was directed here, and she's great.
How are you both?
Yeah.
Anything else? No.
I guess we're speaking about planes in the South Pole.
I was quoting that Rupa Goswami's one verse, maybe the fifth verse in the Akrasana Sindhu. So, he's saying the Mimamsakas, the Da Bhagne, that they are compared to this flame, the seven flames that shoot out of this volcano that's way under the ocean in the South Pole.
Okay, so he was conceiving of the earth as well.
And he's praying that the Bhakti Sandra Sindhu, this ocean, will
be conceiving of the earth as a globe.
Huh?
Well, he was Rupa Goswami, like, he wasn't a flat earther.
South Pole?
Is that being fun?
Well, I don't know if they use the exact word South Pole, but that's what Bhanu Swami gives as a explanation. You can take it up with him, though.
I'm probably
way ahead of me.
On the other side of the iceberg glacier.
You want to go up?
At least they knew there were glaciers there. And so, they weren't just cavemen. Not quite. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.